really sad. The recording will have edited out the context for that statement. There was a comparison between myself and, well, me, I guess. Myself, unless I'm the subject.
Subject.
Of the sentence.
Two.
I think that's actually one of my pet peeves. Is people who use myself inappropriately when they are not, in fact, one of the subjects of the sentence. Like, he gave me a picture of myself. Oh, wait, does that work? That works. Yeah, no. So it's, you can be the subject or the object, I guess. But he wouldn't say, he gave her a picture of myself. No. Say he gave her a picture of me. But he could give me a picture of myself, and that would be okay. And I could give you a picture of myself. Or would I give you a picture of me? Gave her a picture of him. I gave you a picture of me. I gave you a picture of myself. We'll have to look that up. One of these days. Such a fucked language. It really is. But that's what makes it good and interesting. There's a lot of redundancy. People know what you mean, even if you say it wrong. That's a good thing. Also, we got such great units. unnecessary talking. That's kind of all I really do in these sessions. I guess it's like wearing a flag that says, I don't care if you listen to what I'm saying. Not that people wear flags with messages on them, but I guess it would be like a banner of some sort.